Hello?
Yes, my name is Katie and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you will definitely go into vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all
very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
We've got one Republican here and one Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay, thank you. And your what is your age?
The Republican is 75. I'm 84.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't heard one way or the other.
Okay, yet. Thank you. Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, or protecting the environment?
Well, they're all of them but one. And it was at the very beginning, and I don't remember what it was.
The hurricane and flooding preparation?
No, we do that automatically.
Okay. And what would be the most where they should focus on to help you and your family between all of them?
The Social Security for the retired people.
Okay, thank you. And now you will now given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion.
No, I have to do a lot of research. I don't. I don't even know who's running. I've got to look into it. So, no, I can't answer that.
Okay. Or you would say no opinion to all of them. I have
Okay. No opinion.
Okay. I have a Paul Wunderlich. No opinion.
No opinion.
Okay. Rick Ramsey, no opinion?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Rick Ramsey?
I'm not.
No opinion, or you have never heard?
What you're saying, so I'll just say no comment. So
okay.
I think we've covered everything.
Okay, yes, we still have a couple more questions to go, if you mind me asking.
I've got to get to work, so move it.
Okay. And Melissa Tomey, you have no opinion or you never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Oh, yes. Good for him.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Don't care for him.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Definitely don't care for him.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rosane.
I'm sorry to say that again.
Holly Merrill Rosane.
I don't know what that is. Holly Merrill.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you. And I'm thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa.
I can't do that because I do not know anything about them. So.
Okay.
Okay, I've got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.